Okay, we're continuing the union of Simcha B'mitzvahs. So we are on page Nun Aleph, which is, we're at the bottom of page Nun Aleph, which is Ois Dalet / Yud Aleph. So this is a quote from the Sefer Charedim. Hatznai HaRavi Bikima Mitzvahs. He is, as you see on the bottom there, the Sefer Charedim is listing off different conditions for Kiyam HaMitzvah. So he says the fourth tnai of Kiyam HaMitzvah is a simcha hagidoylo b'mitzvah. It's having a great simcha in the Kiyam of a mitzvah. And what he says as follows. He says the chol mitzvah u'mitzvah shetizdame loy doironahu deshodelei kutsha brichu. So any mitzvah that comes a person's way is a matana, is a present that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving him an opportunity to be mekayim a mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving him an opportunity to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we spoke about the whole Sefer and Bavavi Mishkan Evna. Every mitzvah is just a, is not just, but it is an opportunity and an avenue of being mizdavek by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of connecting and clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So every mitzvah that comes a person's way is a present that Kadosh Baruch Hu is sending him. It's an unbelievable hashkafa in mitzvahs. The vada is mitzvahs that a person is obligated to do. You wake up in the morning, so you have the mitzvahs that you're doing. You're going to go davening, you're going to put on your tefillin, and you're going to put on your talis. Those are not mitzvahs that come your way. Those are mitzvahs that a person is obligated to do, and he has to have the chiyah to do. But then there's mitzvahs throughout the day that come your way. They come your way in opportunity to do a mitzvah, whether it's a tzedakah, whether it's a chesed, limrat Torah, being mechazik somebody, saying good morning to somebody, whatever it is, there are mitzvahs that just come a person's way. And Sefer Charedim is saying that if you view that mitzvah, Kodesh Baruch Hu is sending you a present. He's sending you a mitzvah to be mekayim. That's a present that Kodesh Baruch Hu is sending to you. Why did I walk down this street and not walk down the other street? Well, and if, since I walked down the first street, I was able to do a mitzvah and do a chesed. And if I would have walked down the other block, it wouldn't have happened. So as we've said many times also, all that is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If there's no real reason why you decided to do one thing over the other, so Hashem put it into your mind. Hashem put it into your mind to go do whatever you wanted to do. And if along that way, it was Mizdamalei Mitzvah, the mitzvah came to you, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu sending you a present, this opportunity to connect with Him, and the opportunity to be Mekayim a Mitzvah. And just like when a person find something, or a person receives a present that is just something beyond any value, he is full of simcha. So specifically in these types of mitzvahs, he's saying, is a simcha gedayla. Each person views it as a Kadosh Baruch Hu sending him a present. Ulefi raiv ha-simcha yigdal tzacharei. And this is a bit Kiddush, the Sefer HaCharedim is saying, that according to the amount of simcha, is how great the schar the person is going to get. And again, it fits into everything that we've been talking about for the numerous shiurim, because the concept of the appreciation of the mitzvah, the chashivas of the mitzvah. So here we're throwing in another nekuda, that it's a present Hashem sends us, but besides for that, it's the appreciation of that present, it's the appreciation of that opportunity. So if a person realizes what a mitzvah is and he's full of simcha, so the mitzvah is so much more powerful. Not so much, I don't know if he, it probably means it as well, the concept of the literal reward of the mitzvah, but it's not just the schar that you can get in Olam Haba for the check, the schar in Olam Haba of doing this mitzvah, but it's the power of the mitzvah. The power of the mitzvah is also a schar. Schar mitzvah mitzvah. That's the power of a mitzvah. The power of a mitzvah is that it creates a ruchnius for the person. It creates spirituality for the person. Nefesh HaChaim talks about this, that a person does a mitzvah, he's enveloped in ruchnius, and that brings him to do other mitzvahs as well. There's the power to the mitzvah has to do with the simcha, and the simcha has to do with the hakara of the present HaKadosh Baruch Hu sending him, and what a mitzvah is. The Chengila Rav Akosin HaMekubal HaRizal Shekoma Shehistik Sheniftuchu Loishare HaChokma Beruach HaKadosh Bischar Sheyisameach Masiyas Kol Mitzvah Simcha Gedeilo Lein Tachlis. The wife, the Arizal says that his, because, how did he reach this, how did he, was he zoicha to the opportunity that the Shari HaChokma and Ruach HaKadosh was opened to him by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was because was b'schar that he was sameach ba'asiyas ha-mitzvah simcha g'dayla le'ein tachlis. V'omar and Ariza would say d'haynu d'chsiv, and I lost track already how many pshatim we have in this pasuk, but we've numerous pshatim already from all the different mefarshim that have been quoted here. Tachat ha-shalayavatas Hashem le'kecha b'simcha v'tuv leiva v'meroiv kol. So tachat ha-shalayavatas Hashem le'kecha b'simcha v'tuv leiva meroiv kol. What are those words? Meroiv kol pirish. Said the Ariza, meroiv kol mikol minei tanuk sheba'olam umikol zov upazra v'avonim tovim z'margolias. The pshat is meroiv kol means that you didn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with such a simcha more than. Meroiv means more than roiv kol. May over here means more than, not from, more than roiv kol. Mikol minei tanuk sheba'olam, more than all the pleasures in the world, umikol zov and all the gold upazra v'avonim tovim z'margolias. That a person, if he realizes what a mitzvah is, one mitzvah is worth more than all of the tanugim shalom hazeh and all of the riches and all the fanfare in olam hazeh, so a person's simcha in every mitzvah has to be more than if he was able to acquire all these things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a taina on us. Tachat ha-shalevatas Hashem le'kecha b'simcha v'tuv leivav meroiv kol. You might have had some simcha, but your simcha wasn't equal to the simcha you had in Tanuga Olam Hazeh. Your simcha wasn't equal to the simcha you had when you made a big profit. The simcha, you might have had some simcha, you're happy to do a mitzvah, but you're not really understanding what a mitzvah is. If you're more b'sameach in other things than you are in a mitzvah, Kadosh Baruch Hu says that's not the true simcha, and you don't really realize what it is in a mitzvah, what a mitzvah is. So that is the Sefer Charedim. And in itself, as we're saying, this nekuda of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us opportunities. He sends us mitzvahs. And it doesn't have to be major zachin. It doesn't mean major campaigns. Any little mitzvah, there's no such thing as a little mitzvah. Any mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends our way is an opportunity for a mitzvah. That in itself is a matana directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's sending us a matana, and whatever we get from that matana is a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's how we have to start viewing mitzvahs. And when you view mitzvahs that way, so you view it as matanas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every opportunity to do a mitzvah. And the truth is, as I think about it, even the mitzvahs we're obligated to do, we have to get up in the morning, we have to go to davening, we have to put on tefillin, to put on yitalis, you have to eat and you have to make brachas. But at the same time, if you think about it, it doesn't always happen. A person, Chas V'Shalom, could be sick. They don't make it to Minyan that morning. Or they missed, Chas V'Shalom, they miss Zman Kriyashma. They're not able to put on tefillin for whatever reason. Or they can't eat, so they can't make brachas that day. The truth is, as I'm thinking about it, even the mitzvahs that are obligations, the very fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to be mekayim those mitzvahs are also a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every mitzvah is a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We take it for granted. The way things are supposed to happen is there's a normal course of things. We wake up Baruch Hashem and we're able to take care of ourselves, we're able to do what we need to do, and every once in a while, so a person gets a flu, a person gets a cold, a person gets a sinus, it's a cough, a strep, whatever it is, okay, that's out of the ordinary, but it's not really true. We take for granted the day-to-day grind, so to speak, and really those are also matanas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He gives us the opportunity to be mekayim those mitzvahs. If we look at our day as a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our regular day as a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person Chas V'Shalom is in bed with the flu for a week, for 2 weeks. Those first few days, he's able to get back to normal. He's like excited. We're back to life. That's every morning should be. When you say Maidani, Shechzarti bi Nishmasi, Bechem L'Rabba Munasecha. That's from the Ravina Shalaylam, a matana. Every day is a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and thus every opportunity for every mitzvah, the special matana HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us and He's sending to us. And if a person realizes that, he has a day full of simcha. Now if we turn the page, or I don't know if you're turning the page, you're on the next page, I turn the page, but then here's the Nun Beis. So I'm going to skip the next one for the Mesilas Yesharim. Weiter, he talks about Simcha again. He talks about David HaMelech. His lips are just moving the Simcha on their own. It's almost, you know, when a person's in a good mood, you sing, you whistle a tune walking down the street. You can tell when a person's in a jolly mood. And David HaMelech says over there in the middle, you see a pastor can tell him that he says, Tiraneina Svasai Ki Azamnalach. My lips are moving and they're singing to you. That's all from the Rabbanu Shalai, from because he had such a simcha in his service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so his lips were just, he was just always besimcha because of that. His whole being was singing the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, the Mesilas Yesharim ends off the paragraph again with the same pasuk of Tachas HaShalevatas HaShem Lekecha besimcha v'tuvleva. Now let's go to the next one, Yud Gimel, from the Michtam Elio. And he says a very interesting thing as well. And we talked about this, a different time, and here, the Michtam Elio is going to say a different Nakuda. He says, he's talking about the Inyan of Sameach B'chalkai. So if you recall, we mentioned the Inyan of Sameach B'chalkai does not apply for Ruchnias. Sameach B'chalkai means being happy with where you are, happy with what you have. That's all wonderful in the world of Gashmias. So in the world of Ruchnias, you're not supposed to be happy with what you are. You're supposed to always trying to grow. But here, the Michtam Elio kneaches it with another Nakuda. And he says, Ha'inyan Shesameach B'chalkai Tzarech Liyos Gam B'ruchnias. No, there's a concept of Sameach B'chalkai even when it comes to Ruchnias. But everyone gets all excited, he says, Loi Shetechtar Chas B'Sholem Hashi'if Alalai. Don't lose your drive and your goals and your Shi'ifa to be the greatest that you can be, to be a Moshe Rabbeinu, to be Avrami, to be Yaakov, Chayav Adam Loimar. A person is obligated to say, Mosei Agiu Maisei L'Maisei Avoisei Avrami, to be Yaakov. A person has to have Shi'ifa. A person has to have lofty goals. Klal Yisrael could reach up to the Shemayim, to the Kechavim. There's nothing normal about us, as we've said numerous times. Adarabba, every person in Klal Yisrael has the potential to become mamish, the greatest that could be, if a person puts in his effort. A person has to have great sheifas. And even if a person doesn't make it to his sheifas, but like we've said from numerous gedolim, they said, the only reason I became what I became is because my goal was to be 20 times bigger. My goal was to be Rav Kiva Eiger. So I didn't become Rav Kiva Eiger. I came Rav Baruch Ber. But if I would have always had my goal to be Rav Baruch Ber, I never would have become Rav Baruch Ber. Because your goals have to be, sheifas have to be. Rav Rebbe Zichrein Levrach used to say, I think, B'Shem Rabbi Ruchim, they want to shoot an arrow, even though the arrow is going to land on the ground, and it's going to land a distance, but it's only if you shoot very high. If you're just going to shoot straight to try to get it to where you want it to get it, it's going to just drop right in front of you. It's not going to make it. You have to have those high goals. And that's what the Michtam Elio is saying. Don't make a mistake in what I'm saying and say, okay, you know, just be happy with what you are. Don't have sheifas. A person has to have sheifas to grow. A person has to have goals. A person has to look to be able to reach for the stars and see what they can do. But, so what do I mean, says Rav Dessler, what do I mean a person should be Sameach B'chalkai? El Shiyakir Gamkein Eso Erech V'asimcha B'mashu Oysa'ata. Sometimes we get so caught up in the goal that we get depressed because we're nowhere near it. I make a goal this year, I want to finish Shas, or I want to finish a Seder, I want to finish a Masechta Bava Basra. I want to finish, it's a long Masechta, and as you start going through the year and you're plugging through Masechta Bava Basra, and there's a half a year left and you're only a third of the way through, so you start thinking to yourself, you start turning the pages, right, 1 second, how many pages are left? You know, that's what the Pasuk says, we quoted last Shabbos, Leib Chacham Yamin V'Leib Ksil B'Smal. So I think they say, one of the rabbis, somebody says, the Chacham is always looking to the right. He's looking to see the Chazer, to see what he learned, to see how much he accomplished. And Leib Ksil B'Smal, the fool, he's always looking, how much is left? How much could I do? Either what I haven't done, or where could I just got to finish it up. He's always looking to the left. So that's really what that Nekud is here as well. A person has to have a certain Erech and Simcha, the Meshu, what I'm doing now is also chashuv. Of course I have sheifas. Of course I have lofty goals, but it doesn't take away from the day to day of what I'm doing. Al Kain, says Rav Dessler, Ein loy lakshin cheshbonis ba'avidosoy ba'olamoy kama yivne v'yigmar v'yitzakin. Person can start figuring out, you know what, I'm only able to learn a couple lines of Gemara a week. Well, if you make a cheshbon, a couple lines a week is how many pages a year, and Baruch Hashem, I'll live for another 60 years, so I'll end up learning a Masechta of Gemara. You start making all the cheshbonis, so what's the point? So why am I learning two lines a day to finish a Masechta? I see other people finishing Shas every 7 years. In 60 years, I'll learn two Masechtas. So a person starts saying, well, what's the point? You start making all these cheshbonis. Says Rav Dessler, no, you can't make those cheshbonis. Ein lakshav cheshbonis ba'avidot be'lamay kama yivne, how much you're going to build, v'yigmar, and finish, v'yisakein hamatziv loitachlis kizu. A person who puts himself into such a situation and making all these cheshbonis, Toya is making a big mistake. Ki atachlis avaydas Hashem amol. There's two aspects, and he's not denying the aspect of sheifas. He said that l'chatchila, don't take away the concept of having goals. A person has to have goals as well, but he can't forget the day-to-day avoida. And the day-to-day, the tachlis of avaydas Hashem is the amol, is the toil, is the work that a person puts in, putting his best foot forward, doing the best that he could do. He can make cheshbon, but the best that I can do is going to get me nowhere. Is the comparatively to other people, besides the fact you don't compare yourself to other people. That's aleph beis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't expect you to be anyone else but yourself. He doesn't measure you against anyone else, and he doesn't want you to measure yourself against anyone else. Not l'tayiv and not l'ra. Both ways. Now sometimes a person measures himself against someone else, and he says, well, you know what? I'm not doing anything compared to that guy. And sometimes he measures himself and says, well, look how much I'm doing compared to him, so I'm okay. You know, in Parshas, there's a verse from the, I think it's from the Chedush Arim, one of the Gaon Rabbis, I think it's from the Chedush Arim, where he says, the Gemara in the end of Sanhedrin, the Mishnah in the Sanhedrin, talks about if the Adas Kairach has a Chelek Leilam Abba or not. Machlokes in the Mishnah, if Adas Kairach has a Chelek Leilam Abba. So when they got swallowed up, did they lose, they obviously lost their Eilam Hazeh, they died, but did they also lose their Eilam Haba or not? So with the Mandamar who says that they did not lose their Eilam Haba, he brings a Pasuk from the Shira Shochana. Right? It says Moirid Sha'ol Vayoal. Moirid Sha'ol Vayoal. So it says he brought them down to Sha'ol to Gehenim, Vayoal, and he takes them up. So the Marsha over there mutches, and he wants to know what does the Tefillah of Chana have to do with Kairach? Kairach, Moirid Sha'ol Vayoal is much later. Chana was much later, much after Kairach. So the Marsha says of Pshat that Chana was the mother of Shmuel. Now, why the Rashi says what Kairach should be kach? Kairach was a very smart person. One major says me nice Aaron. He is one of those Levim who carried the Aaron. What was he thinking? It's such a foolishness to start up with Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Gemara answers and the Medrash answers because he saw in his future there's going to be someone named Shmuel. His ainikol is going to be Shmuel, and Shmuel is an equal to Moshe and Aaron, right? In the same sentence we equate them. So he said to himself, if my ainikol Shmuel is equal to Moshe Rabbeinu, kol shekein me, the great grandfather, how great I'm going to be, I for sure could be as big as Moshe, if not more. So he got up and he argued on Moshe Rabbeinu. So now, if you think about it, Chana didn't have children for a very long time. She mutched HaKadosh Baruch Hu for children. She came to Haley, right, and the whole thing, she kaira, and he thought she was shikar. And if you learn the Gemara Masechta Brachas, Chana says, Hitiach, Dvarim Klape Maila, she spoke very strongly and sharply to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what you create me for, you created me to have children, you don't give me, you don't have extra child. She was very stark with the Rabbeinu Shalom. I mean, Chana was barren, and she was very stark with the Rabbeinu Shalom, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered her tefillahs, and she had a Shmuel. Right? Now that she had this Shmuel, Kairach Beruach Kodshoi saw this Shmuel and made the mistake. If Chana wouldn't have much of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have Shmuel, she never would have had Shmuel, Kairach never would have seen Shmuel, and Kairach wouldn't have made any problems. So says the Marsha, Chana felt a bit responsible for the Maisa Kairach. She felt a bit responsible for the Maisa Kairach. This is what Marsha says. Yeah, Lamafrei, you figure out how it is. You know what I mean? So, Mikana Lahava Lamafrei, you know, like the Yeshivish, the thing like that. Mikana Lahava Lamafrei, whatever it means, that's something like that. So she felt. So this is Marsha. So that's the Marsha. So when she said her Shira after Shmuel's birth, so she said to the Rabbeinu Shalom, please, Kairach is in Gehenna because of me, so I'm being mispalu, you should take him out. Hey, you know, it's because of me a little bit, so she daven to Rabbeinu Shel Olam, take him out of what's it called. Now, so the Chidushi Arim was bothered by the following question. He says that L'chaira, the diktuk of the pasuk doesn't sound correct. Moirid Sha'ol Vayoal. Moirid Sha'ol doesn't say Moirid or Hayrid Lishael, he took him down into, or he placed him down in Gehenim, Vayoal, now take him up. It says Moirid Sha'ol. That means you lower Gehenim, Vayoal. I mean, you lower Gehenim. You don't lower Gehenim. You lower someone into Gehenim. So that's the Chiddush Arim. The Chana gave the Rabbeinu Shalom a bit of advice. She had an eitzah for him. She says, you know, Rabbeinu Shalom, you're probably not so happy that I want Kairach out of Gehenim. I mean, what chus does Kairach have to go to Gehenim? Here he is in Gehenim, and I'm telling you, you should take him out. So I have an eitzah for you, Rabbeinu Shalom. Instead of taking out Kairach from Gehenim, my ritual, you just lower down Gehenim, Vayoal, and he's out. And he's out, right? If something is in somewhere, you lower it, but the thing is out. She didn't take it out. And the Chiddush Arim said, a Chiddush la'alach and Hilchus Shabbos and Hilchus Beirer. Hilchus Beirer. We all know that if you have a fly flying that takes a, you know, doing a backstroke in your soup, and you want to get it out, there's a problem with Beirer. How do you get it out? Right? So everyone knows you take it out with a little bit of soup. Right? You take it out with a little bit of soup, a little bit of tea, and there's all machlekes, Chazanish, and the Mishnah Berurah. What's the lumdus behind that? Is it because you're taking out some of the good with the bad, or the Pshat, the Chazanish says you're taking out the whole taruvus? The fly is not mu'urav in the whole bowl of soup. It's nothing to do with the rest of the bowl of soup. He's only mu'urav in the little bit around it, so when you take out the whole taruvus, it's okay. The nafkamina would be with chickens and bones. That's where the nafkamina, the halacha in it. But here it's no problem. So zok the Chiddush Arim, I have a gevaldige eitzah for any person who wants to take out his fly from his soup. What he should do is as follows. He should hold the bowl, and he should take the spoon and put it right under the fly. Okay? And then he should pull away the bowl. So he would just borrow the oichel, which is the good part, the bowl, from the psilus. He didn't move the psilus. The psilus is the spoon with the fly in it, just pulls it away. Moirid sha'ol vayal. Based on this, I don't know if the Chiddush came first and then the Chana came, or the Chiddush Lalach, I don't know which order it came, but as I talked it. So the Varda is, what's the aside? What's the aside of that whole thing? The aside is that really Kairach didn't really move. Kairach didn't move. He stayed in place. Everything around him moved, so voila, he's out. Sometimes, when it comes to the growth of a person, we look around and we say, we really didn't move. But the Gantavelt got a little lower. Klai still's doing great, because we stayed very stationary, and the whole world just lowered itself. So good. It's a mila not to go down with the rest of the world. And like, yeah, people have chaburas, and people have friends, and people have acquaintances, and people have charusas. And they start looking around and say, you know, I'm not really growing. But I look around, everybody else is falling to the wayside. At least I stay. True. But it's not real growth. It's perceived growth. It's perceived growth. It's optical illusion. Everything else went down, so I'm higher. I didn't get to go anywhere. That's comparing yourself to somebody else. And that is not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want perceived growth. Avad, he'd rather, he doesn't want a person to slip. It's a madrega on its own. But sometimes we say to yourself, well, look how much I've grown. You haven't grown anywhere. Everybody else went down, and you remain stationary. So a person is looking around, and it's comparative. But that's not really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He doesn't want you comparing yourself, not l'ra, that's what I meant, not l'ra meaning to say, who am I, look at him, he's doing much more, and not l'tayv, I'm okay, I don't have to do anything, everybody else is falling, as long as I stay where I am, I'm good. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do the best that I could do. And the tachlis, says Rav Dessler, is amal. The tachlis is in the amal, in the work you're doing now. Accomplishments are good, and there's a second track in your avodas Hashem. But part of it is what I'm doing today. What's my amelus today? What did we say also by the Maase of Kerach? I think we said this in Shul, that by Aaron HaKohen's matah, vayotze perach, vayotze tzitz, vayig moshkedim. When the matah came out, there was flowers on it, and there were buds on it, and there were little fruits on it, and then there was the shkedim on it. And that matah remained till 40 years before Churban Bayis Rishon, Yoshea HaMelech hid it away together with the Aron and everything else. And the Gemara says, what was it? Mata shel Aron, shkedel ufrocheha. Wasn't just the almonds, the flowers were still there. The flowers were still there on the mata. What are the flowers doing there on the mata? Flowers are processed in shkedim. Shkedim means we got the fruits, so that's the best. It gave out shkedim. What do you need the flowers still there for? And the answer of Moshe says is because we can never forget, of course there's a tachlis in having shkedim, but there's a tachlis in the perach itself. The difference between Klal Yisrael and Musaylam, between Torah and Mitzvahs and the rest of the world is Anu Amelim v'Heim Amelim. Anu Amelim mekavim schar for our Amelus. No matter what the tachlis, if we end up with the shkedim or not, we're going to get schar for the Amelus. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to remind us. The flowers here too, because every step towards the shkedim, that is also something, even if you didn't get, this flower didn't become an almond. It didn't become a shkedim. It remained a flower. If it became a shkedim, the flower would have fell off and would have grown out to be a fruit. The Teretz is that in every step of Avodas Hashem is important, and every step is the amelus. And of course you have to have she'ifus to get to the shkedim. But at the same time, you cannot detract from the day-to-day amelus that the person is working, as long as he's putting his best foot forward. V'chol ma'isu ma'isav Avodas Hashem hu hatachlis. Don't think that the ikar is to get only to the goal. No, anu amelim v'heim amelim, anu amelim kam schar. Every other person gets paid for a finished product. They don't get paid for the amelus. If a guy does a job and sometimes it takes him an hour to do the job, and today everything went wrong and it took him 3 hours to do the job, he gets the same payment because he's being paid for the finished product. He's not being paid for his amelus. Adarab, Klal Yisrael avadu is something to finished products. No one is denying she'ifus for finished products. But at the same time, don't think that all the actions are just a means to get there and they're meaningless. Every step of the way is also in itself an end. In itself is also an end. It's not just a means to the end. So says Rav, that's an unbelievable thing. He's saying sometimes the reason why we don't get simcha in our mitzvahs, we don't get simcha in our Torah, we don't get simcha in our avodas Hashem, is because we're always fixated on what are we going to accomplish, where are we going to be, what are we going to do compared to the other person, and we forget to live the moment. We forget every mitzvah in and itself. The shleimus hamitzvah, the amelus in the mitzvah, the cost of the mitzvah, the simcha in the mitzvah, each one of those is unbelievable. And therefore, if a person, he says, yedeach laharich zois, hu atzadik v'utamid b'simcha, is constantly b'simcha, shenemar liyishrei leiv simcha, that's liyishrei leiv simcha, because they realize every step in their avodas Hashem, no matter where it is in the process and where it is compared to the final goal, each step unto itself is something that a person is being boyna olamas, a person is going to get schar for. It is avodas Hashem. The avodas Hashem is the amelus. That's what we say. Kishem shemekablim schar al hadrisha, kach nekavlim schar al hafrisha. I heard this many years ago from Rav Asher Arieli and Shir and Psachim over there. Rashi is Medayik from a Rashi over there. And he says, what does it mean, kashem shemekavlim schar? The same schar I get for the drisha is the same schar I get for the prisha? Meaning to say, If I darshan something, I get schar for the limud haTorah. And then when I made a mistake, and I have to say I'm wrong, so I have to be pyrish. Ben Zayma was pyrish from all the esses that he was dirish. He threw them all out, and he said, I made a mistake. If I found one that I can't figure out a drasha, that means all the rest can't be mukhruch either. So he threw out his whole lifelong work, Ben Zayma. And he says, I'm getting schar for it. What do you mean getting schar for it? How can you get the same exact schar? The teretz is because there's one top when it comes to Limud HaTorah, and that is the connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam and the Bikush HaEmes. I want to get to the truth. So you say, sometimes you get to the truth by making a drasha, and sometimes you get to the truth by retracting from your drasha. But they're both the same. They're both part of Limud HaTorah. And that is every step of the way, no matter if it's a drisha or it's a prisha, whatever it is, it's all steps in our Avodas Hashem. And every step in our Avodas Hashem is something that a person has to know what the value is. He has to know how to be marach correctly. And if he's able to do that, the same way a person, can you imagine a person gets up and gives mamash a 2-hour pilpul, unbelievable shiras, dvarim smechim, can he sinas a mishina? It's mamash the biggest simcha in the world. And then he gets up and says, you hear this by Big Gedolim, Rav Shach and others, gets up and says a shtickel Torah, and a guy asks mamash a bumper kash in the middle, blows apart his whole thing. And he's able to say, oh, he's right, with the same exact simcha, But that's how it is. And if we realize every step of our way is all part of our Avodas Hashem, no matter if it's the drisha, it's the prisha, it are all steps in Avodas Hashem, which will eventually get us to big goals. But we can't lose the moment. We can't lose the moment to realize what we're doing. And if we do that, we'll be zeichat hakatul yishra le'simcha. That's Hashem. We'll continue next week.